What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Steve Geller, Mike Dettelier, Charlie Long, bringing until 8 p.m. this evening. Happy to welcome in now Patricia Traina, publisher of New York Giants on Sports Illustrated and host of the Locked On Giants podcast. Patricia, how you doing this evening?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. Curious about one of your coaches in... obviously, having an interview with the Saints coming up on Saturday, Mike Kafka, the in-person interview with the Saints got pushed back a little due to the unfortunate weather event we had here dealing with snow. But what can you tell us about the G-Men's OC that it's a potential hire for the Saints squad as their head coach?
Yeah, Mike Kafka is a former quarterback. He actually cut his teeth in the NFL with Andy Reid in Philadelphia back in the day. And not surprisingly, he went to Andy Reid's staff with the Chiefs, where he served as a quarterback coach and kind of got his feet wet and kind of learned it from one of the best, you know, head coaches in the game, one of the greatest offensive minds in the game. So when he came to the Giants, you know, it was kind of a surprise because, you know, he had never called plays at this level and whatnot, but he came in and actually wasn't too bad in the first year. You know, there were some questions as to how the Giants would fair in that first year under, you know, Brian Daboll, Mike Kafka, but he was creative enough, you know, to where he got the best out of Daniel Jones, probably the best that we've ever seen from Daniel Jones, and, you know, just a nice mixture, creative guy, a quiet guy, doesn't say a whole lot to the media, but he's a really good football mind, and, you know, the following year, obviously in 2023, they didn't have much luck because they had injuries and whatnot. But and then this year, Brian Daboll decided he wanted to take the play calling back from him. So, but yeah, Kafka's, you know, I think he's a really good offensive mind. And you know, if you're looking to build up a team from, especially on the offensive side of the ball, I think he would do a good job for you.
Patricia, it's funny. When I first heard about Mike getting the interview here, it popped in my head. This was a couple years back. Zach Strief was doing play-by-play for the Saints. And Zach knew him really well because they both played at Northwestern. And I remember this was a Monday night, and we're sitting down for dinner, and he told me, one day, Mike Kafka is going to be a head coach in the National Football League. And I'm like, what? You got to be kidding. And he was like, no, Mike, he's that good. He said he's, like you brought out, he said he's a bit of a quiet guy, but there is an air of confidence about him, and he sort of can take over a room. And he said that is so important when you're a coordinator or a head coach, that you got to be able to have the room focus on you. And he made that comment. Kafka can do that. And so when I first heard about the Saints interviewing Mike, and I had heard that a few other teams – had talked to him in the past about a head coaching position. I always remember that what Zach Strief told me.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing you've got to consider is that, you know, despite the fact that he had the play calling taken away from him this year, that he's still in demand speaks to, you know, just what he has been able to do so far in such a short time as a, you know, an offensive coordinator. And, you know, the Giants this past year, they had promoted him to assistant head coach. And, you know, Mike was also the head coach, I think, in the Shrine Bowl last year. This year, he's going to be one of the head coaches in the Senior Bowl. So Mike is getting experience. And you know, you look at him and initially you say to yourself, wow, this guy, you know, can he really command a room? But everybody I talked to in the building said that he's a lot more, you know, animated, fiery, very well organized, and they say what you see on the outside is not necessarily what he's like on the inside.
That's exactly what Zach pointed out. Patricia, what is the fan base reaction to see this unbelievable season out of Saquon Barkley? And even worse, he goes to a division rival where you got to play him twice a year. And Saquon did have his fair share of injuries with the Giants, but you're seeing a star player, and legitimately, I don't know if he'll win it or not, but he's the MVP of the league for what he did. Now, this is a league built upon pitch and catch, and he is a running back, but if the Eagles get to the Super Bowl, you got to say, man, they did a lot on the back of Saquon Barkley. I know Giants fans got to be grinding the enamel off their teeth that he was there and he slipped away.
Yeah, you know, what's the best way to put it? It's like you kind of knew that the Giants weren't going to be able to spend the money on him, the $13 million plus. They did try to sign him, remember? A lot of people forget that. They did try to sign him in 2023, and his original agent just wasn't playing ball for whatever the reason. I think, you know, whether they overestimated his value or whatnot. So he played on the franchise tag, and then, of course, you know, you just knew. I mean, in Hard Knocks, we saw it on Hard Knocks. We knew that he wasn't going to come back, that there had been maybe a little bit of bitterness on both sides. But, you know, to see him go on and have the season that he's having in Philly – really, I mean, it's not a surprise. I mean, Philly's got an amazing offensive line, probably the best offensive line in football. Yeah. So, you know, would Saquon have necessarily had the same kind of season that he had there with the Giants? I don't think it would have come close. But that being said, you know, you look at the intangibles that he brought to the locker room. Saquon was a very unselfish player. He was all about his teammates. He was all about, you know, being a leader in the locker room. He took great pride in that. And that's where I think the Giants really miss him because, you know, they have leaders in the locker room, but Saquon was kind of special in that regard.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
One of the things, Patricia, is watching Malik Nabers, and it didn't surprise me that when he hit the league, he was going to play like a veteran. He plays with an air of confidence, and sometimes he tells you how good he is, and sometimes loudly tells you how good he is. But he is such a great athlete, and his route running skills are very good for a first-year guy. He's got some giddy up in the step after the catch, and he's one of these guys that wants the football when everything is on the line. Because he thinks he's open even if he's triple teamed. I mean, that's just the way Malik is wired. He's that way. Thoughts on his rookie season? Now, it was a revolving door at the quarterback spot for them. They might have lost on the field, but Malik Nabers won when he was out there because he had a large number of drops, which surprised me a little bit. We saw a little bit of that early in his career at LSU. It was even more so this year. I think he was just trying to do stuff with the ball before he actually caught it, and it would end up being a drop. But, man, he made his impact felt very quickly with the Giants.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Giants haven't had a receiver like Malik Nabers since Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, think about it. The last time the Giants had a 1,000-yard receiver was Odell's last year, which I want to say was 2018. So that's an awful long stretch for them to not have a 1,000-yard receiver. So you're right. He did come in here pretty mature for a 21-year-old and a kid who wants to be great, a guy who took things very seriously and was really hard on himself if he made a mistake. I think I forget what game it was, but there was a game earlier in the year where he had a big drop and he just absolutely beat himself up. And his teammates had to basically say, hey, look, just forget about it. We know you're going to be there the next time. And it happens. So that spoke volumes as to, you know, the type of player they got.
Patricia, definitely thank you for the time. Appreciate it. And we'll be getting with you come draft time with the G-men having that number 3 overall pick for sure.
You got it.
That was Patricia Traina, publisher of New York Giants on Sports Illustrated, also the host on the Locked On Giants podcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.